있다는 사실입니다.
Frothing for a brewski? Hi ho! The 95 BFM flag and wagon, thanks to 16 ton Jellicoe Street Wynyard Quarter.
Buongiorno, welcome back. We fly from one segment straight into another one. All food related. Finn's back with us. Thank you once again, Finn.
How you going?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. Very good. Very excited to drink some beer.
Oh, me too. Actually, Rob's more than keen. Rob's the keenest of the lot.
We've all said hello, you know.
Yeah, it's true. So what have you brought up?
All right, so I've got two IPAs today. We've got East Coast, West Coast IPA. So, yeah, let's crack on. I'll go with the West Coast first because I do like the East Coast second. I like to finish on what I like.
Whoa.
I thought this was supposed to be some sort of comparison, but you've given your bias away straight off the bat there, Finn.
Well, you guys can now decide.
Oh, I'm feeling a bit of pressure to do it. One to say yeah. East Coast now.
The social scientist and Chris has taken outrage to that, eh?
I'm not happy. I'm going to say the opposite.
But wait, who invented the style, though? That's the thing, isn't it?
I think it's all... So the East Coast... So this is the West Coast. We'll start with the West Coast. So they're talking about America. And on the West Coast in, you know, California State, they do the more hoppy, kind of more flavoursome, which is like what this is. And it's more... Packs a bit of a punch. You can taste the hops in there. And then when we go to the next one, it's more East Coast, which is, I guess, where the style came from. And that's more, you know, a bit juicier, a bit easier to drink, but you know it can sneak up on you is what I find as well.
So this is a hazy IPA?
No, this one's not the hazy.
Okay.
So this one's a West Coast, we call it. So West Coast IPA, what do we think?
It's pretty punchy. It's got
it's got a
big bloody floral front on it, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, so this is Southpaw. So these guys are from Christchurch. And this beer is called Say Hey Kid, 6.5%.
Kind of like sits in your mouth for a while.
If you let it there, you know.
Yeah.
No, I know what you mean. It's got like a quite a hoppy kind of fruit.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of grapefruit notes in there.
So you didn't like it that much, there's none left.
I mean, you know, it is what it is.
It's beer, Rob, it's beer.
Yeah, come on.
So it's from Christchurch, what's the name of the brewery?
Southpaw.
And what's the story with those guys? I've never heard of them.
Southpaw,
those guys are from down in Christchurch. And yeah, I guess they're from there. And Southpaw is the whole fighting stance, isn't it?
Oh, Southpaw, right?
Yeah. So that's kind of where you see their badges are quite cool because it's like a boxing sort of emblem.
Yeah. Right on. And just as an, like, is this beer in cans in supermarkets and stuff like that, or are they?
I actually haven't seen any of them.
Neither have
this,
I.
This beer is actually brand new. I know that we poured it first at 16 tons, so we've got it on tap now, and you can come down and get it.
This is the West Coast one.
Yes, West Coast.
So I'm going to call this one Two Pack.
Yeah, you could do that.
I've gotten the Two-pack name for the other. Yeah, Biggie. Yeah. It's got to be Biggie.
Okay. Wait. Whoa. No, they're both good. That's all I'm saying. You don't have to pick a side. Let's compare.
That's the Southpaw, so let's go for East Coast now. So these guys are from Taupo, and recently they were very kind and flew a few of us down that work in the bars, and we got to go and drink their beer. So I actually drank this beer before it was even carbonated, fresh from the tank.
Oh my God.
So what was the difference? What's the difference?
Not bubbly.
So pretty much it's not bubbly. Because when they put it into a keg, they need to carbonate it up and keeps it a bit longer.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so when we went down, got to drink it straight out of the tank, and this one's called Purple Haze from Lakeman down in Taupo, which is kind of cool.
Lakeman. Seen them in the supermarket. They've got like a kind of a Yeti emblem.
Yeah, totally. It's actually quite fun. The guy who promotes them when he does events and stuff, he puts on a full Yeti costume. He's just jumping around the bar.
This one's got a lot of upfront hops, but kind of dies away compared to the last one, I'd say.
Yeah, it's nice.
Well spotted. Mm.
That sounded very sophisticated there, Sam. It's quite a knowledgeable thing to say.
I have worked in a bar before. I do have an arts degree, so I have worked in hospitality. Okay, I would say I like this one more too. It's a bit more sessionable. But
same.
I'll go for the first one myself. They're both really nice, but I like that other
one. I'm going to side with Tupac as well.
Yeah. Tupac.
I'm a Biggie guy.
I'm both, actually.
So they flew you down to Taupo.
Yeah.
How did you get down there?
in an aeroplane.
What sort of plane goes to Taupo though? It's
like just like a, you know, one of those little planes. You could probably count how many people. Like
going to Barrier
like
kind of bus?
15 people.
No, not that small. That, going to Barrier is like a four-person thing, isn't it?
Well, it's like 8 last time I was in there.
Jesus. Yeah, that's kind of scary. I don't even like that much.
I love it. It feels like you're Indiana Jones coming into land when you get there. It's great. It's a little bit scary when you have to hover above Auckland waiting for the runway to clear, though. But Taupo, yeah. Get down there.
We have a texter from, I assume this person is called Vic.
I think it's Vic talking in the third person.
Yeah. Vic's talking in the third person and said, Vic likes East Coast IPA. Do you find that there's like some are more popular than others? Do you think East Coast, West Coast, or do people just drink whatever they want?
I think so. Right now at 16 time, we've got the Hazy Eyes Month going on, which is pretty much a celebration of all the hazies, which is the East Coast, you know? So we've got, I think we've got 5 or 6 of them on tap at the moment. People love it, you know, and everyone in the beer community talks about this phase is going away, you know, people are going to get older hazies, but everyone just keeps drinking them. So I think, but there is definitely a good mix up, like you say. I'm a big fan of this Lakeman, but easily, you know, I wouldn't drink all of these all night. I'd have a couple of say hey kids on the way.
Yeah, right on.
So what's the difference in percentage in these?
So things? These are both 6.5, so it's quite a fair test.
Yeah, I like that comparison. Going head to head on the alcohol front. Yeah. Just different flavors. So when you try to uncarbonate it, how does it taste different from it does right now?
So obviously it tastes a lot fresher, which I quite liked. It was quite cool when we went down there and they just had all the big vats and they go up to them and they get a little drain, like a real small drip, and you just get it out. And it does taste, you'll notice the taste difference, like it's a lot less fizzy. If you can imagine drinking like water compared to soda water, that kind of buzz, but it's like it's, you know, fresh. Real out of that.
So did it taste like much like hops, or did it taste more like malt, I guess is what I'm trying to say?
Oh, it was more hoppy, definitely, okay. Yeah. Because, you know, yeah, definitely more hops flavoured in there. It was definitely a different taste to what we're drinking now.
Right.
But
that's quite wild.
Yeah, it was good, though.
How long does it stay in there, you know, before they carbonate it? Sorry if I'm putting you on the spot there.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I wouldn't know. I haven't brewed a beer myself, but I do know that, you know, they... Depending on the beer style, a lot of them, like with the barley wines and stuff, they'll age them in oak barrels and do all that kind of weird stuff to get a bit more flavour going on. But Oscar, yeah, it's all about
Oscar, who is our source man who comes up here. He's a beer salesman for Hallertau. And when they're experimenting with their beers, not all of them work. Maybe I shouldn't say this on air, but not all of them work.
Do it.
You already started.
But what they do is they've got Matt Thompson, who runs Thompson Whiskey, is also based out there, and he makes gin, and they take the failed fruit beers and make schnapps out of them. They just put them in barrels and age them and let the flavours concentrate. And
yeah, we know Oscar down at 16 Ton as well, but actually I think that Thompson Whiskey and Hallertau are doing a beer together real soon, which one of the is a nice stout that we might try and get.
There we go. Yeah. Oscar, I know you're listening. He's down in Tauranga today, and I know he's tuned in on
the wireless.
It's all
going on down in Tauranga, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Oscar's down there, so it definitely is going on down there. Oscar, hook that up.
Hook us up, Oscar.
You do stuff that's like aged in. I remember last week it was the Rum Zombie, I think it was.
Oh,
that you
yeah.
had on tap, and
yeah.
you've done other stuff which has like gin barrel aging and stuff. That's not uncommon with beer.
No. Right?
I mean, that collab, crossing over.
No, cross contamination. People love it, you know, and it's actually quite interesting because what's happening now with the whiskey, it's going. So you age a whiskey in a barrel. And then the beer guys will get it, and then they'll age their beer in the whiskey barrel that they just used, and then it even switches back. So now the whiskey guys are aging the beer. The whiskey guys are aging the whiskey in the beer once was whiskey barrel, so it's getting that whole oaky flavour.
Can I always replicate it, though? If they're going one to the other, you end up with something really good, and when you go to do it again, do you get exactly the same thing?
Well, you would... if you were aging it, I guess you wouldn't.
Yeah.
But I know that...
I suppose that's the beauty of it, though, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. So that's, you get the uniqueness of it. But I know with brews and stuff, that they remake them again and again, yeah. So they know their sort of recipe for the beer, which is quite good. So, you know, sometimes people release beers like 3 times a year and they'll have so many kegs and you're like, yeah, that's a good one. We know that one. So,
well, thanks for coming in, Finn, and reigniting the East Coast, West Coast beef.
Yeah,
and remember, go down to 16 Ton. What happens tomorrow? You do the thing we
said. Yeah, so we've got crate day, Sunday crate day. You just got to post a picture, grab a crate and get 6 little tasters for the price of or you get 8 little tasters for the price of 6, and then you just post it on your Instagram story, tag 16ton, and you can be in to win.
And you can have something to eat down there, which is really nice, which you should do as well.
Right on. All right, we're going to keep finding out which rapper is better.
I think we should play some, actually. No, right. Probably not.
Well, we can do it. We can do whatever we like. We can play 660 if we want to.
Really?
Hoo-ha! The 95 BFM Flag and Wagon. Thanks to 16ton, Jellicoe Street, Wynyard Quarter.